We have these vitamin razors, people. Those days back in that, before we have razors in springtime when the eggs are brought home, we give to a lot of people and then the neighbors come and eat and everybody eat them right away.
Do you put them in the freezer cooked or raw?
Just like that.
Yeah.
Mm. And then in the temple, we saw them and then fry them and then get the top off. More eggs. More are white wrist ducks. Ah, that can be where there's flips over the sea.
Kind of on a different subject, Grace, but was there, in the old days, were jobs differentiated? Did the women do one thing and the men always do another separate? So did the men always hunt alone, or did women hunt with men also?
Yeah, the men go out hunting and the women stay home. They have the women stay home, but many times when a man have no sons, only daughters. They want to get out on the boat. Many times they'll take his daughters and they go out and they will go and help him out there. Men really are outdoors with those clothes on. They'll be watching the movement of ice. Ice arrives from the north in the fall, when the summer is past, and then they like to have girls at home and learn to sew. They look at them when they like to get out and run, and they don't like that. They want to see the girls doing some sewing, but we have Eskimo lambs that are made of clay. Home of them, each home of them. And when a girl is busy, she will be like her. They'll be making nice parkies and pants and boots. They like to see those girls done not carelessly. There are some people that do them carelessly. And they are cold because they don't have them. Because nobody picks them that much at home. We like to see the work done. So the girls are taught to sew those, and the elderly one must like to make great high level muscles of the animals, and like seals. We get seals. The men go out there, men will always be watching to see the movement of ice. Like on St. Warren's Island in maybe November or first part of December, it's so cold that ice float up from the bottom of the sea and all around the island, no more waves. And after a while they watch some more, and men were with those seal skin boots on, great day seal for bottom and pass and packet with dog skin around here. They can get out and walk on the ice and go see down there where the open water. And there'll be seal come up. And in the days of just sun come up and go down, they'll be out there and maybe they kill a seal and bring it home. And so the ice from the north soon appear. Long ice, like a great land with icebergs on will be coming. Just get so stormy and windy out there during this time. And when the ice hit the island, just clear up. so nice. No more storms, but cold. And the men will be watching out there. As soon as there'll be open water, bigger, the ice is less, and they just get out with their boats and you go out hunting seals. Their boats are made of walrus hide. Walrus skin that's been split and dried like that. Those walrus skins are this big and the fat of them. We cut them and we eat them. But that other thing is used for a boat to go out. When it hit the ice, it won't break. If it's if the boat is walrus hide, when it's rough like this and the boats are going in the wind, and when they hit ice pieces be there, it won't break, it's pliable. But one time they tried to have wooden boats from some company, and the ship brought them before airplane, long ones sometimes. And the man sat here and he got something there. And his men out there, and they be out that wooden boat, and they go like this, and there's some icy places, and they hit these three. So they go for that water's hide again.
A long time ago, did they have sails on the boats?
Yeah.
What were they made from?
They use some kind of pretty big worst them up, piece them up. They fix those water stomachs, clean them good and inflate them and dry them. You can use them for sails and also intestine of them, waters. They're long. When they tell them to be sure to bring those and clean them good and give some of them with them and scrape some of them, and after going through some cleaning the water, they could dry them. And they use them for sales too. But what they use is a water stomach. Because they're big like this, and we can fix them, clean them first, and then scrape the outer part, and inside turn it, and scrape it some more, and put them in water, the next day change, and then inflate them and dry them. And use the comb like that. And some animal skins too, we can use. Seal skins. Those walrus hides, skins, we use them to make boats. We still do. We sew them and then piece them. And for piecing, they always use those seal muscles. Dry them up and get them down in the registry to split them, and grandmas like to make thread for those.
Who sews the boats? Do men sew their boats or do the women?
What?
Who sews on the boats? Do the men sew on the
women?
Women,
they have their women sew those boats, their stitches. To piece one, and this side there's a cut men do, and the women will learn how to do those stitches. They'll be double stitches with those kind of muscle thread. Those muscle of the animals will use as thread when they're in water. Water will go through them because they swell up in water. And fell the needle holes, all full.
What do they use for needle?
They used to use ivory. for needle. Later on, they buy them from the ship, when the ships begin to come, they buy those steel needles.
Grace, in your memory as little girls, were there practicing, I don't know what to call them, medicine men when you were?
Yeah, I've seen it, but the missionaries were there already, and they were, when they turn away from them, so a lot of us just forget it and learn to pray to God. And they were doing it. Now my grandmother used to have me repeat some prayers when someone is so sick there, calling for that power. Because there would be that sick and fall asleep and some power speak to them. Like that. Some power speak to them and to be.
Do you remember any home remedies that say your grandmother used for different sicknesses and things like that?
There was other day I have those leaves we gather from the mountainside and use them, some of them for diarrhea, cure the diarrhea, and some of them for other way. When someone has hurt and go in the bathroom and can't get them, there's some leaves that we use and will soften the stools. And there's that some root can be chewed when someone is vomiting, sick, they're cured right away. Also there are, when children are feverish, so sick, going to measles or chicken pox, fever is just that. They have gathered from over there, from the mountain, some roots. They're, you can tell by the growing plant there, flower there. And they get their roots from them, and a whole lot of them are taken. And then, so when this child is so sick, not that, that's for vomiting. But for the very sick child, fevers, they also get from over there some clay. We use a lot of it for paint the mucklucks, orange color, clay, from by the lakes. Big chunks of them we bring home, that orange clay. We use it for paint the mucklucks. And then that clay is, how do we do it now? We can put it in fire, in the back, like that. So, but when the child is so sick, some of that, rub it from that clay with a finger, and put it right there in the middle of the tongue. And the child will really like it. So pray God, right away, make them break out soon with vision, so he won't be sick. Many times I've seen that clay put in the tongue.
Would it break a fever? Is that what it did then?
Yeah, break out with measles or chicken pox. No more fever. Would it break out?
Are those still used today, or do people also use medicines?
Nowadays,
there is still
medicine, and some they go to public health halls and prepare them with the modern medicines we have now. That's one medicine I know, that clay, and there are also some leaves that we gather. We eat them with meats and food. Some, even if we use them, some of them will be served alone there, some little age like this, a whole lot of an island. When someone has a diary or some of it, give them that leaves and no diary. Either rock. There's another plant that's good to help them almost move faster. I forgot which one. But their leaves, some are long leaves like this. We boil them and put seal oil, and later on we put sugar and eat them. Now we put them like the long leaves, green leaves like this. All out of them we pick from the mountains. And then we boil them. And when in about 20 minutes we get them up and put oil and sugar and stir them to the taste and then put them in freezers until they're frozen in winter, because in winter time we used to pick them outdoors until they freeze, and then we put them in squares and eat them like that, those green leaves. And there's little ones that we eat that when we cut seals. Seals are easier to kill, so we use them a lot for food and put on. But the whales be one, maybe another year there'll be one. But two seals and walruses too, the egrets on the ice, the men will get out and kill one with it. But then we eat their fat, blubber, and their meat with green leaves which we pick in summertime before to eat. And there's some berries that we pick on the island. Some of them we call them salmon berries. And in the St. Lawrence Island, a lot of those salmon berries and little blackberries, we gather them. Those great big seal skins after we dry them, they're big like that. And we can fill them up with salmon berries and put them up in the log racks and keep them for winter. And during winter, climb up there and cut, open it and cut some, chop some off, and bring them in and scrape them and fine and put oil on sugar and meat and like that. Sometimes we thicken them up with flour and boil them and with sugar. We like to eat them.
Grace, I think it's getting pretty close to time to go home.
Okay.
So we have a tendency going around if you want to talk.
Out around there, where I came from, you can see Siberia, mountains there, and those we have songs and dances, like we said that songs float up on you from the bottom of the sea, and you just sing them out. And they have dances for them. Men have their own dance. There are one dance is practiced from some girl, more than one, and they dance the same and they practice well. They just will hold it with a song. And there's another one is just free dance. Anybody can dance like this. Women, girls dance like this, and men dance the other way. And they even make a, oh, 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 they can go like that, men, that's men's dance. And little boys and men. And when there is singing going on with that drum is made, you know what it's made from? It's that we have sea animals out there, we use every part of them, and it's stomach that we get from the walrus. And when the walrus on the ice is killed, there's when the ice arrives, there'll be herds of walrus, and men get out and on the ice at this time of the year, maybe November, and they used to harpoon a walrus and kill it. Now they use guns, and all the wisdom will jump into the sea. And we bring that walrus to the shore. They hold them up. They have a bailing from the walrus teeth, make them up for carry things like slits. But you know, just this side higher and just that long. But then they have cut up walrus. In springtime, they like to get when there's more, when the ice is less. And they cut them on the ice and cut up. Other times, they cut walruses like this. And there's about a skin that will drop thick and hair on top. And that there, we just bring them home and use that for food. That cut them fine like this and eat them. Put them in. But that skin, when it's taken all of it, they bring them home and they cut the fat off from all of the skin. They work outdoors in the springtime when the nights are just sun goes down and comes up. And during that time, they like to work at night too. So they clean this, and the fats are put away for our food, for oil. We used to have seal oil lamps that burn all the time in the home to keep the home lighted, heat and cooking. And we have that seal oil so that from the walrus great big skin, that is put away someplace where we can use it for oil. And that skin, put away for a while, for a few next day or so. But they have we don't have trees on the island, but we have logs that come from the sea, some beaches. Logs come ashore, pile of them sometimes. So they get that, and they make frames of logs like that. We need ropes from the seal skins, round and round, cut them round and round and round until they long rope. So they use it to put the walrus hide on the frame. This one first. First the men cut that skin on the ground and make a starter with a knife all around it, but that part they leave it because it's going to stay like that. So they get this in the frame where they make holes to put a rope. Young guys work and putting the skin on the frame. When it's all put, they get it up, stand up that frame, make it hold it from logs. They use logs, and then let the woman climb up on the ladder. And there's a crow.
You okay, Chris? Are you all right? Are you? You need something?
Can you sit down, Grace?
Okay. Huh? You okay? Yeah.
Do you want to sit down?
No. Okay, I forgot what you were saying.
Can you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay. You were talking about putting a walrus hide upon the train.
You want to sit down?
Grace, you don't need to stand up all the time. front of us. You can sit down if you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the death.
The nurse doctor? The nurse doctor?
What story now would we do?
We're talking about how you're going to make the hide into a drum for dancing.
I think she got confused because it was talking
about how to make a walrus stomach into a drum.
You were talking about the hide, cutting it up for a rope, and then putting it on a frame. The rope on the frame. Hide rope.
I wish I had my... I've got kind of this stuff.
Well, Grace, do you want to talk about something else? Maybe some other questions. Maybe that'll come back to you a little later.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in the class that has had some questions they wanted to ask and you have to take them?
A little bit about dancing and the drums. Do you have like a favorite song or a favorite dance you could tell us about?
About dances?
Mm-hmm.
Out there on the island in Siberia. We come from Siberia and speak that language, and we have songs, and we have songs in Siberia to those men. Songs, and they have a drum like this. And they put how we make this drum for beating. And then there's a group we'll get together for somebody, for some celebration, for some. Now, later on, they have it when they know about their birthdays. They get together for some birthdays and they would sing a group of them back in Siberia and Campbell too. They will sing together, gather to some. They used to gather a lot by the school building. School teacher just listen to them and have them come into the school room too. They will beat that. They know. There are some are that song, some songs have fun. Anybody can dance free, just free. And there are some that they can practice one motion, several of them motioning the same way. And they can learn that for a song, for some song. The dance, Sayun, we call it. But then they dance like this. When somebody has songs, they said those songs float up on you from the bottom of the sea. Men just can sing a song. They said that a man will sing a song. It just come to his mind. And those are, a lot of them come like this. When they have songs, they come to them from the expression is that they float up with them from the bottom of the sea. And the dance is like that. And the ants like to, when the girl dances, aunt, father, sister will come and join her, usually stand beside her and show her favor to her as she dances like this. And for the whales, their brothers get, while they're dancing like this. And while they're dancing like that, for the polar bear, they go like that. their men got out there in the ice.
Does this always mean polar bear?
Polar bear.
Oh, okay.
And they will see when the women dance without knowing their brothers and their men in their tribe got polar bear or whale. This people will say, "What's she dancing about? Which one of her brothers got that polar bear?" They will say that. Mm-hmm. Only when their men have, because those animals are very important. Once in a while we see the polar bears, whales too. And it's very important when they kill them and they bring them home.
Do they have dance groups that originate from Gamble that go around the state? Like they have Festival of Native Arts here, do they send groups over here sometimes?
So they
have an organized dance group that, you know, like practices and does festivals and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Who runs that? Does the school district have a teacher?
Yeah, they always, school teachers there learn about who sing out there in the villages, who have songs and who likes to sing, and they'll call them, and sometimes they get them together and have them practice singing as Eskimo. They're girls and young men dance like this. And the girls just learn to dance now. They haven't, they one time they almost quit for a while dancing, but then later on they begin to like it, that singing up in groups like that. They like to dance for some celebrations New Year and some birthdays. They like to dance songs and about. There are some dances that people, one dance they practice for a song, but there are some that free dance. Anybody can dance like that for their means song. They dance about when their men have been killing polar bears or whales. Well, for the whale, it's like this. Now I dance sometimes like when the singing goes on. Goes like that when the men are sitting there. Then while they're stopping that, I go like this. And he said, "What is she dancing about? What brother does he have that fly that airplane?" when I said I dance for the airplanes, "What brother does she have that fly airplane?" Well, I said, "American pilots." So things like that. That's for the polar bear and dance about. Their dances. Like the song started up. They'll be singing. You do not have tapes here of singing. The song called. And they go on like that. And when they come to chorus, and they begin to dance very quietly at first, they dance like, and they dance it in a good way. Some words. The chorus have some words, not just the yeah. So that's how we sing and dance. And some may have more songs. They said they float up in them from the bottom of the sea. We just sing them up.
So only the men play the drum?
No. Yeah, some few women sometimes they like to. Those drums are, there's a wood that we find at the seashore. What kind of wood? That kind of bent.
Willow?
I don't know the name of it. But then they tie it with a rope here. We have ropes that we need from animal skins. And also muscles of the animals. When we cut the seals, we cut that muscle and dry them out. And when they're dried, and we can use the thread, and then some white threads too. And then there's that wood that can be pliable, and tie it here. And that walrus stomach, after it cleaned up their animal things, we use skins and all. That big walrus with tusks, when it's cut inside, the big stomach there is taken out and cleaned inside of it and all, and then wash it good, and then women will tie it on their rope and take the outer part of it off until it's all gone. Be careful, don't tear it now. But then turn it inside and scrape it some more in the inside. Scrape it the other side of it until all that liner is all scraped off. And we can eat those, what is taken from them. And then we soak that overnight. Next day, and then change the water, and then take it out and scrape it good, and that big stomach inflated with, tie the other end, inflated, then it will be big stomach like that water stomach, and then dry it. It can be you can see other stuff. That's we use it for drums, also for raincoats. Those parties can keep a person without being cold out in the ice too, when they have those kind of materials on over their parties, and keep them dry too. They're water repellent. Also, walrus have inside that long one, and they can get those. And we eat them. After cleaning, we boil them and eat them too. But then that's what it's cleaned. And we scrape that with a thumb, with the top of it, outer part of it off. Work and work and work. Women get to sit together and work. And they're always taken off, and then they'll turn the inside out. And then put them on the platter like long, and they scrape it inside too. Scrape them, be careful and all. And when that's all done, they're long, long material, and they overnight soaking it and clean it some more and put the fresh water. And the next day, when they pull it, all scrape it nice. And then they were inflated outdoors. And then the long material of it, when it's dried in winter time in frozen, keep it outdoors in freezing weather for some days until it dries. It will be bleached twice like that after it dries. Thin material, and you cut them one side, long one, and then make them up, fold them up, long, like tissue paper look like. to that. Like, we can show them and make that claim for bridge parking over your bird skin parking or something. In that way, no cold will go through. And then, so this is dried outdoors in summertime, inflated and dried in summertime. It will dry transparent. That can be good for raincoat. It will keep the rain out, wet out from the parking. And they use it to go out hunting with. But that bleach will for everyday use over their parkies. I've seen it. I used to have one little one when I'm 72, going to be 72. But I have that. Grandma used to make me that kind of puppy and the bird skin. We hardly, since we have something else, we don't hardly want to go killing birds now. And we get the ones in mothers. With the walruses, when one is killed, that can be a food for us for a long time. And that part of it is good for oil and to keep the lamps burning through in the home. Any questions?
How are the bird skin parkers made? How are the bird skin parkers made?
Those birds, we have several different kinds of bird parkers. There's little upper with a gray bird with a right here. Oh, a lot of them. And there's great big ocklets, myrrh, with white breasts. They come. And he had those. And there's another one, too. To get those little ocklets and myrrhs to. Little one, they use gun to cover. But they have great big net like this, round one. And they have long stick. And they will go sit at the mountainside. A lot of birds pass. And they would get a lot of them caught and start killing a whole lot of them. And that's another one. They take them home. And that gray bird is there. Carefully cut by their mothers or grandma. And there's a little big trigger here. They use it for fancy work. And they put this in a separate place, and then take the skin off. A lot of work there, taking the skin so inside out, and then sweeping the foot. Put them out and dry them while the meat of that bird is eaten. Good for food. And that skin, they drying up there or next door so they can get them. They scrape them good and the fat of it, when we eat those birds, use it for dip our like mayonnaise. But then the skin of it is taken down and in soap and water won't clean them when they soap and water. Our people use what you go to bathroom, just the liquid part of it in a big container, one urine, human urine. And those bird skins are pretty dry. Put a whole lot of them in there. And that urine can clean the white leather, make it white, dry it outdoors. Without that first, they won't be that clean. But these bird skins too, they smell like meat without going through human urine. And nowadays we take them out after clean it here, put in soapy water, keep it clean it up in soapy water, and dump it and put some more clean soapy water overnight, scraping them. That way they won't have any smell from that. bathroom smell. But that the human urine sweet and good for skin, little gray squirrels, gray bird skin, sweet and good, all out of them, dry them. After we go through soda water now, we dry them. As soon as they dry a little bit outdoors, though, work them, stretch them up, work them soft. Oh, a lot of them they work. That's what we do. So that for a parking.
Excuse me, Grace, was that a net that caught the birds? Or did they throw it in the air?
Yeah, like this long stick. Up in the air where a lot of them flocks are passing. They just net them. They just take them out of the animal muscles. Now they use a string, just a string. One fine. And when trying to wood they take it from Siberia, they use that. Tied around there, and right here, and just net, round net for birds. That's how we hunt up for carpies.
How many birds were used to make parka?
Oh, I forgot. Those little ones cut them open and threw a whole lot of them. Maybe 20 here, another 20 back there, right here, and all around 80 birds of that kind for an adult. And there are also other birds that use it for parking, and them like that. After scraping the fat off, put and dry them, wash them in human pee, and wash them in soapy water. And dry them. Those birds are there's ocklets and there's a big black bird, long neck, myrrh. Cormorant. Yeah, we get those birds. Later on, we know how to cut them without putting them first. Scraping them both and dry them and put them in. Cormorants.
Did you eat cormorant?
Yeah.
Or you ate those?
Yeah. And we eat the myrrh. Right. We hunt them at the cliff with that net. I caught a lot of them. And they lay myrrh eggs too up the cliff. And the woodwork go there and they send the young man up and they climb on the walls of the cliff and here they would gather a whole lot of eggs and we use their skin for parkies. And that way, after clean up and put making the parkies, cut them open and then use them for show them a whole lot of them for sleeves and hold them. Not with no cold, you walk from not cold. Even in the coldest weather, for healthy reason.
When the boys collect the eggs, how do you keep the eggs, or do you use them right away?
Yeah, we just fill up some containers. Nowadays we fill the puppets' pails. Just bring them down carefully because they break